From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Scott Kanoff and Dan Matisa from Bradley University's Theater Department. They join us today to talk about A Christmas Carol radio play, the beautifully produced audio adaptation of Charles Dickens' iconic novella. The production recently aired as part of the WCBU Presents Friday Night Performance Series on 89.9 FM, and it's still available to stream on demand at wcbu.org. It also will re-air on the radio at 6 p.m. on Sunday, December 20th. Scott and Dan, welcome to Out and About.
Hi, Jen. Good to be back.
Thank you for having us.
So the theme really is here that Bradley University Theater's department is back. And what a comeback. This is such a really an amazing audio experience for people to listen to. Dan, I understand that you were the person behind creating the adaptation for the radio format. Can you walk us through what led the department to pursue this opportunity and maybe some of the steps that you had to go through to create the material?
Yeah, well, first and foremost was just a love of the material and a love of all the old movie versions of A Christmas Carol and Scrooge, especially the Alistair Sim version, which listeners will remember, and even the Muppet version. I just love all the versions, and they're all so good. And I've always wanted to, I've been in productions of Christmas Carol, but never as Scrooge. So there was sort of a selfish motivation behind it as well, because I wanted to play Scrooge my whole life. But also the main motivation, yeah, as Scott said, was, hey, we got to be doing theater again. How can we do it? What are the ways that we can still make theater happen? Because, you know, as Shakespeare said, the players are the abstract and brief chronicles of the time. And how can we continue to do that and be that in this time? But this is a safe and effective and fun way to open up the theater of the mind, you know, to sort of be able to say, you can have theater, but it's going to be in your mind and in your heart, and you're just going to hear it and listen to it and have it be an audio experience. I love this story. Adapting the novella was really, really fun. 97, 98% of this adaptation are the words of Charles Dickens. I put very little of my own stamp on it. It's really just sort of honing it down, getting it down to an hour, because Dickens is wordy, you know, and making it, finding out where all the wonderful sound effects are going to be. And then directing the actors in the production, including Scott Kanoff, who is the wonderful narrator of the production, who masterfully did a great job of not saying, you know, I think you're wrong with giving me that direction, Dan. I don't think that's the right way to go. No, he was awesome, as were all the students involved. So it was great.
Scott, as the chair of the theater department, was there anything about the final finished production that surprised you in terms of both the quality and then maybe, as Dan was saying, the viability, the new viability of this type of platform?
Yeah, I think radio theater is something we talk about frequently. And as Dan said, it's easier to do than we thought. You know, we were able to put this together, and when everybody makes themselves available, you know, we have terrific facilities at Bradley. So it went together really seamlessly. I have to say, I should knock on my head or some wood somewhere else, but we pulled the recording together in a couple of hours. Dan and Jason pulled the sound edit together over a period of a couple of days. So and Dan has a sort of podcast experience. I have a lot of radio in my background, so and some engineering. So we kind of knew how to do it, but it really went together very easily because we were so motivated as well. You know, it was just, and then the idea of doing something that at least sounds live, even though it was recorded, was a big incentive too. And so we, I think, reached a point of critical mass as far as being denied the ability to do our theater recently. And so the time was right, and a lot of things just came together at this particular time. So, but I was thrilled with the quality of the product. I couldn't have asked for a better production. And we, I think we will do more in the future.
I was so impressed by the quality of the production. You know, we've mentioned it's available to listen to on demand at WCBU.org. You know, we are going through screen fatigue right now. That's an understatement.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, arts organizations are working so hard to produce and to put something out there. And Dan, as you mentioned, this opening the experience up to just being the theater of the mind. So we're giving our eyes a rest and we're just allowing our ears to enjoy something that's really well produced. I found it very refreshing. I listened to it three times and I hope everyone who's listening to this production enjoys it as well.
Well, you're very kind to say so, Jen, and we're just couldn't be prouder or more pleased at how it turned out. So I hope folks will tune in and have a real listening experience.
Can we talk a little bit about the students' experience? What were some key takeaways that they had from going through this radio production experience?
I hope what they take away from it is the way that you can utilize language and utilize your voice to affect exactly what you just said, someone's imagination. You know, you don't need much. live theater, the live theater experience needs a place to act and a place to watch. Well, in radio theater, you just need a place to act and a place to listen. And the only other element you need is your imagination. So I hope that that's what the students' big takeaway was.
And doing it also, I think both projects reminded us of how hungry we are. Mm-hmm. And so going forward to the spring, we are back doing our two spring productions. The first is called Good Kids, and it's a wonderful, powerful drama about sexual assault in a high school. And it's filled with Twitter feeds and texting, and so it lends itself to this medium. And we learned a lot from the one act that we did. And so we're really excited and very galvanized to go forward to do that production on Zoom. And then later in the spring, we'll be doing The Importance of Being Earnest, which Dan is going to direct, and we will see how we do it. We're not sure yet. So it could be outdoors. We don't know yet. So we'll keep everybody posted, but we're back doing theater.
That was Scott Kanoff and Dan Matisa from Bradley University Theater Department talking about A Christmas Carol radio play. The radio play premiered as part of the WCBU Presents Performance Series and continues to be available to listen on demand through the holiday season, with a special rebroadcast taking place on Sunday, December 20th at 6 p.m. on 89.9 FM. Scott and Dan, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.